Varys gave the seal a close inspection. It gives every appearance of being genuine. Well, of course it's genuine. Cersei snatched it out of his hands. She broke the wax and unrolled the parchment. Tyrion watched her read. His sister had taken the king's seat for herself. He gathered Joffrey did not often trouble to attend council meetings, no more than Robert had. So Tyrion climbed up into the hand's chair. It seemed only appropriate. "This is absurd," the queen said at last. "My lord father has sent my brother to sit in his place in this council. He bids us accept Tyrion as the hand of the king, until such time as he himself can join us." Grand Maester Pycelle stroked his flowing white beard and nodded ponderously.
"It would seem that a welcome is in order."
"Indeed."
Jolly, balding Janus Slint looked rather like a frog, a smug frog, who had gotten rather above himself.
"We have sore need of you, my lord. Rebellion everywhere. This grim omen in the sky. Rioting in the city streets."
"And whose fault is that, Lord Janus?" Cersei lashed out. "Your gold cloaks are charged with keeping order. As to you, Tyrion, you could better service on the field of battle." He laughed.
No, I'm done with fields of battle, thank you. I sit a chair better than a horse, and I'd rather hold a wine goblet than a battle axe.